With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney.
And I'm Nikki Willett. As of 5 p.m. Sunday, Montana is reporting 298 known cases of the COVID-19 illness caused by the novel coronavirus. Missoula County announced its first death Saturday, bringing the state total to 6. 24 people have been hospitalized.
An area of the state we want to zoom in on for a second is Toole County. Nikki, what's going on there?
Toole County is reporting 16 known cases and 3 deaths, and this is a county with just 4,800 people in it.
And I was looking at per capita data from usfacts.org, and they've kind of given a per capita breakdown by county across the United States of where the novel coronavirus is present. And looking at the cases in Toole County per capita, it actually has more per capita than King County, Washington, which is kind of the heart of the Seattle area in Washington and one of the bigger hotspots in the West for at least total number of cases. For reference, King County, Washington has 127 cases per 100,000 people. Toole County has 317 cases per 100,000 people. Gallatin County in Montana, where there's the highest total count of cases or reported cases, there's 95 cases per 100,000 people. All of that per capita information is from usfacts.org, and the case numbers as of this Saturday. And it's something to keep in mind when comparing numbers and cases about, you know, the relative impact this virus could have in an area. But Nikki, is there a sense of why these cases and deaths might be appearing in Toole County?
So county health officials this weekend said the majority of known cases are linked to the healthcare system and exposures related to healthcare. This is not uncommon. On Friday, Governor Steve Bullock said that about 10% of the total known cases in Montana are workers in healthcare. And we do know that healthcare workers in Yellowstone, Gallatin, and Flathead counties have tested positive. Hospitals have been expecting this. Healthcare workers are the first line of defense. They are most in contact with people who might potentially have the virus. So not really a surprise.
Do we know more about how COVID-19 got into the healthcare system in Toole County?
The first Toole County resident who was tested and hospitalized for COVID-19 was actually tested in Glacier County on March 25th. And this person was a resident at Marias Heritage Center. This is a retirement and assisted living facility in Shelby that has 38 apartments. And I'll just note here that a lot of personal data about the case count and about deaths, this is all protected under privacy laws, which is often why we're not reporting more information than we are. 2 days after that first detection, Marias Medical Center, which is the hospital in Shelby, said that new positive cases in the county included employees at its Heritage Center. So others were exposed, and at that time, the medical center said that they expected there could be more positives. They started doing contact tracing with the health department. They asked all potential contacts to go into quarantine. No visitors have been allowed into the medical center or Heritage Center, with very few exceptions. They're screening employees at the start of shifts, at the end of shifts. Masks are required. Anyone who's showing symptoms is sent home for further evaluation. And vendors are also not allowed inside. And just kind of a sense of how dramatic this rise happened in Toole County. Within 11 days, they went from 1 to 16 cases.
And this is a situation that across the country, across Montana, the case numbers are rising and changing very quickly. Nikki, how is Toole County preparing for the new cases?
On Friday, the Toole County Health Department said it and its partners had enough personal protective equipment for their current needs. But we know things are shifting very quickly. The health department has already launched a donation drive to boost supplies of masks, gowns, other protective gear, and the department is working with the Marias Medical Center to bring in more of a workforce and to secure backup plans.
While Toole County is reported to be one of the hardest hit per capita in Montana, the most confirmed cases of COVID-19 are still found in Gallatin. As we mentioned earlier, around 40% of Montana's confirmed cases are there. Yellowstone County has over 10% of the state's confirmed cases. And what we know about spread of COVID-19 is largely based on testing. And health officials here and elsewhere say there are people who likely have the virus who haven't been tested.
Speaking of the CDC, they're now recommending that we should be wearing face masks when we go out in public, like to the grocery store. Has Montana's health department said anything about this?
Governor Steve Bullock was asked about this during a press call on Friday. He said he's monitoring the situation, but as of Friday, hadn't made a determination about additional recommendations from his administration on this.
And also on that press call, Bullock said the state's closure orders are likely going to be extended. They're currently set to expire on Friday. Bullock said instead of putting in place a stay-at-home or business closure order that would span months, he wants to approach it in two-week chunks. So later this week, we might expect an update from the governor on possible closure and stay-at-home order extensions.
Thanks, Nikki.
Thanks, Corinne.